From a high turret in the old fort on Sojourn, Plagueis Insidious observed the revelry in the courtyard below. There, amid the blazing fires, the smell of fresh blood and roasting meat, the cacophony of guttural chants, strident music, and screams of abandon, a gathering was in progress. Returned from the hunts, beings of many species told tall tales and shared in vulgar laughter, while exotic dancers writhed atop tables laden with food and intoxicating drinks. Away from the roasting pits, beings huddled in the sultry night air, forming alliances, revealing hidden agendas, hatching plots. Passion, envy, and conspiracy were on the loose. From the high turret, the two Sith could see Damask's sun guards and munes circulating. Larsh Hill introducing his eldest son, San, to representatives of the Commerce Guild and the Techno Union. The Gotal Grand Maj of the Order of the Canted Circle was speaking with Starship designer and Santhe Sinar CEO, Naro Sinar. Boss Cabra was making the rounds as well, pressing the flesh, the scales, the rough hide of partners and potential allies. Members of the Trade Federation were in attendance, including a richly dressed Nymordian. And for the first time in decades, representatives of various hive species were present. The Zycharian prelate, the Genosian archduke, even a couple of mistrustful and dangerous-looking insectoid colicoids from the colicoid creation nest.
"We will not be denied," Plagueis was saying with unusual annoyance. "We will have our way in the Senate, regardless of what the Grand Protectorate, Black Sun, and the rest wish to see happen. Let the beings of the Hydean Way and Rimmer Trade Route worlds go on thinking that the Trade Federation is seeking to tighten its grip on inter-system commerce. The real danger in seating the Federation's client worlds will emerge when the Senate ignores the needs of those worlds and disenfranchisement begins to spread through the mid and outer rims. Then the Republic will reap the whirlwind and we will harvest the benefits." He exhaled in disgust. "Pak's team and the rest aren't acting out of concern for the Republic, but out of fear that their entitlements might disappear if trade shifts to the outer systems. Half of them sit in the Rotunda only because I want them there. They've forgotten how effortlessly they can be replaced." He swung away from the view of the courtyard to face Sidious. "As for Varuna, you should encourage his plans to amass a space corps to defend Naboo against the Trade Federation. When we make him king, we will lead him by the nose into a morass that will appear to be of his own making." Plagueis lowered his gaze to the courtyard. "The climate begins to shift, Darth Sidious. The body politic begins to show signs of contagion. The reemergence of anger, hatred, and fear signal a loss of faith in the Force. The light is waning, pushed into retreat by dark matter, and the universe begins to seem inimical rather than comforting. In such times, beings are wont to look for solutions in the enactment of harsh laws, the ostracism of strangers and warfare. Once the Republic has fallen, the Jedi are but a memory, and beings have nowhere to turn but to us. We will provide them with a sense of stability and order. A list of enemies, weapons capable of decimating entire star systems, durasteel prisons in which they can feel secure." He gestured to the courtyard. "Look how they hunger for the dark." A fierce light came into Plagueis' eyes. "We must demand the attention of the dark side to aid us in dictating the future. Together and separately, we will see to that. And once we've put these Senate issues behind us, we will set the stage for the next act. With the promise of unlimited funding, guilds and unions will ally, and the hive species will turn pincer and claw to the manufacture of weapons, even in the absence of conflict, let alone all-out war.